There's no shortage of news these days about Ebola. The reports range from elected leaders in the U.S. calling for a travel ban with Western Africa to people being jittery about flying. We contacted the medical director of Milwaukee's health department to ask what is actually worth worrying about. Dr. Geoffrey Swain says for the most part, people here are worrying needlessly.
The risk for exposure to Ebola in the United States is incredibly low, and we don't need to have travel ban in order to keep that risk low. The fact of the matter is that Ebola, although a highly deadly disease if you get it, turns out to be difficult to contract. Ebola is spread only through close, direct contact, not through the air, and only by people who have symptoms of Ebola. It's mainly spread through body fluids like diarrhea or vomit or that sort of thing.
Do you think Milwaukee will at some time encounter a person with Ebola? Is it likely?
The odds of that depend in large part on how slowly or quickly we're able to contain the Ebola outbreak in Africa. We have to stop this thing at its source. The longer it goes on, the higher and higher likelihood that we'll see a case here in Milwaukee.
The flu season is nearing. Do you think people could start confusing symptoms?
So the issue is an important one, and I think one thing that will happen a little bit differently this year is that healthcare providers, when they see a patient with viral symptoms, fever, headache, muscle aches, fatigue, and that could be anything from a cold or flu to Ebola or malaria or any number of other things, doctors and nurses and other clinicians will be asking patients very carefully about their travel history. So if you have someone who has viral symptoms, but they've never been to West Africa, they don't have Ebola. On the other hand, it turns out that they've had a recent travel history to one of these countries. Now we'll be concerned about that person, and we'll be putting a lot of careful precautions into place and testing them. Still, the odds are they probably don't have Ebola, but they will get a very great deal of scrutiny and attention and care.
How about people who are going to be flying?
This is another area where I think there is some propensity for unwarranted fear and panic. Although I understand, you know, Ebola is a very scary thing. The Ebola virus, first of all, again, it's transmitted through body fluids. It's not transmitted through the air. The second thing is you have to have direct contact with those fluids. And the third thing is that the Ebola virus, it's not that good at living outside the body. There's some other viruses like hepatitis B, for example, that will live for a fairly long time on inanimate surfaces. But Ebola, you really shouldn't worry.
So your best advice to people as we're hearing more and more concerns raised about Ebola?
My best advice to the general public is that Ebola is not something that they need to worry too much about right now. There are things that are much more likely to kill them in terms of public health threats, and one of the big ones is influenza. You know, this country sees anywhere between 20 and 30,000 deaths per year from influenza and its complications. It's preventable by getting a vaccine. One other thing I think the general public needs to know is that your public health practitioners are working very, very hard on this issue. For example, here in Milwaukee, the health department is working with local hospitals and healthcare systems to make sure that they have protocols in place and those protocols are followed meticulously. We're also working very hard to identify people who could potentially have Ebola. So far, we don't have any of those. And if we do come up with some, we'll certainly inform the public. We are taking this very seriously. When I say the public doesn't need to worry, I don't mean that I'm not worried or that my staff isn't busting their butts on this issue, but we're working hard on it because it's a potential threat. But right now, there's no actual threat to people in Milwaukee or Wisconsin with regard to Ebola.